We can address that on the show. Okay. He got a terrible eye infection, but from what I understand from this morning, an update, Nick's eye is better. He's recovered 60 to 70% of his vision.
That's great.
I don't want to break that news first, but guys... Well,
just to be safe,
this is episode 2 of 2 of The Adam Show. Next week, we're back.
Starring Mike and Ian.
I love The Adam Show.
Okay. Yeah. Next week, okay. Next week, we are back. Next week, we are back with the fat man. And
we're going to record a couple of these episodes.
And Hamlet.
And the other fat man.
And Hamlet, Prince of Denmark.
Fat
Nick fat thinks Nick he's back. Fat. It's so annoying. Yeah. He's like, you don't understand what it's like to be. And I'm like, what are you talking
Welcome
about?
To Fat Nick and the Greek.
Yeah.
Welcome to Fat
We're
Come
doing sports radio. Okay, so returning for episode 2 of The Adam Show, we got Mike and Ian, and we
have, to be here.
We have a fourth guest today. Who's our fourth guest? Let's get it out.
Drum roll, please.
Say hello.
Hi, this is Jordan Jensen.
Jordan Jensen, returning to the show.
Yes.
So today, we have a foursome today. You know, they say, I saw this tweet, it's very funny, guys. They say that three mediocre white men together
is a
podcast.
Yeah.
And that's us. But what about a lady? We're gonna gang bang Jordan. We're gonna run a train.
Three mediocre white men and a woman. That's called a.
That's called
Jordan, Supreme
my
Court.
My penis doesn't work.
No, I'm just kidding. We're not gonna gang bang.
Yeah, I don't know if Mike
that's called a Senate.
I don't know if
you
you're
know
coming
if Mike
through.
What? You don't,
I don't
know if Mike what?
Through. You gotta hold that. Yeah,
you don't
yeah.
know if Mike what?
I don't know if Mike constitutes a full man.
Oh.
Whoa!
No, okay. Come on. He's the only one that's given life.
That's no. Well, he doesn't constitute a full man because he's got tits like a woman.
But that took him down a couple notches.
Why would you? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, all right. Thanks.
Okay, anyway, we are in week 14 of the...
You're fucking ugly.
Oh, my God.
I don't have headphones.
You're an ugly
I feel strange.
No.
I
want to be on mine?
I want to be... Yeah, give me your headphones. I want to be on the same page with everyone.
You are very rat-like, Ian.
You know what would help me get on the same page is if we all smoked a cigarette.
No,
you're
we can't smoke a cigarette today.
It's so gross.
We did last time. We smoked a cigarette inside last time.
Didn't you grow up poor, Ian? How do you like that? What? Oh, but we went to Vegas together,
Ian,
and you loved this movie.
Ian just took a shot at my looks, but I'm more attractive than Ian.
Yeah,
right?
Mike, you're a good-looking guy. I mean, I don't want to compare anyone's
looks. You can't
look at
you like sexual beings.
This isn't...
Ian have sex, though, graphically, from start to finish.
Yeah.
He was really laying down the law. His girlfriend might be slightly performative, but it sounded like he was doing her justice.
What was she saying?
Like, fuck my pussy. Just a lot of...
I fucked my wife 2 days ago, so
she
I think I'm good for a week and a half.
Let's give it up for Mike on that. That's a big one. Have sex with your wife. Anyway, guys, so...
Wait, where was that, Jordan?
That was when we were in Vermont.
Oh, yeah, those walls were...
Was it through a wall?
Oh, my God. I put in headphones and I could still hear them.
Really?
Ian was a silent Sally, but she was losing her damn
mind. I was a whisperer in her ear.
Me, personally,
that's good because you don't
want to
be too loud. You don't want to be too loud when you're fucking.
I'm pretty loud.
Yeah. I was giving her lines.
Adam's
was
like,
wow. Oh, boy. it feels nice inside.
My girlfriend is a church.
Oh, boy, mouse. A vagina.
Oh, it's like someone turned on a faucet.
My girlfriend is quiet as a church mouse, and I'm like, sorry. Oops. Sorry. Oops. Oops.
It sounds like we're stirring soup.
I'm sorry.
Where'd you meet your girlfriend, Adam?
We met at a bar through a friend.
Shul?
We met through a friend at a bar. Classic story.
What bar?
At the Holler.
Chuck E. Cheese.
The Holler in Bedford Stuyvesant. I met her.
Well, he's Jewish. You met her at the bar.
Yeah.
Law school.
Yeah.
I met her at the American Bar Association.
That doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't, yeah.
The bar is not a place.
Lawyers
bar?
Aren't
yeah, but it's not, a, it's not a place.
I thought,
it's
yeah,
like
there
a
is. There's
you
a, there's a
I thought you lined up at the bar and you pass it physically.
Oh, no.
Anyway, guys, this is 4 minutes and 19 seconds of.
What are we talking about? You
the
having
Adam
sex
show.
Again. Oh! Racine, sorry about the tits comment.
Racine.
I'm getting a lot of Jew backlash from this catcalling Hasidic. Jew
really?
Joke that you told me to post.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, like a lot of messages from them.
What was
like,
the joke?
It was just that.
Oh, it's great.
That I think that you should or that the my depression cure is that I catcall Hasidic Jews in Williamsburg.
That's fine. Do anything about it.
And they, yeah, because they can't make eye contact with non-Hasidic women. But I've been getting a lot of Jew.
What do they say?
They're like, there's hate crimes going on against Jews.
What?
You're perpetuating.
You're not hate criming. You're like, literally complimenting.
You're
them.
Doing the hate crimes with the with what you charge people to live in your buildings.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh, it's not a hate crime to not look shiskas in the eye?
Yeah. And I was like, quit trying to run me over in your minivan.
Adam, you're the representative. Go ahead.
All right, so the claim is that you are advancing anti-Semitism and making life more dangerous for Jewish people for your tweet.
Yeah, no, you're telling jokes, not being a black teenager in Bed-Stuy.
Okay. I don't know. Now, you don't bring the blacks into this yet.
Why do you always have to bring the blacks
into everything?
For a whole summer, they wanted us to talk about race, so here you go. Yeah, right.
No, they wanted you to sit your white ass down and listen. Okay.
Yes, you're right. All right. Sorry.
We didn't need your thoughts about how Michael Brown didn't actually say "hands up, don't shoot."
It's true.
Wow,
we should
that changes everything.
Next episode,
that really changes
next
everything.
Episode we're gonna the just Adam show it. With yeah. Mike and Ian. We're gonna watch
Candace
that.
Owens
we're gonna watch
you
that.
You are becoming like an old conservative. The other day when you emptied out your pockets and it was like Tums, more Tums, a book against trans people.
No, it was called "Irreversible Damage" by Abigail Schreier, and it wasn't against trans people. It's explaining the trans phenomenon.
Irreversible damage.
That's what happens when you have a mastectomy. Am I right or am I wrong?
That's what a trans person did to Ian's asshole.
High five.
Nice. Borat, dude. Nice
Gabriella.
Gabriella, Lady Gabriella.
The pockmarked Brazilian.
If anyone knows about irreversible damage in trans people, it's Ian Finance.
Yeah, what is with the hate, trans hate and the trans love simultaneously?
I don't hate them.
I know, but you have trans.
Who are you, Dave Chappelle?
Come on now, y'all. Right. Mike slap.
Yeah.
No, anyway, irreversible, guys. When you have a mastectomy, you can't, and you chop your penis off, you can't. Have a redo.
There is nothing braver than chopping one's penis off. We all know that.
Well.
And that is an official Cumtown take. So I don't want to hear any of the slander. It is
no slander.
It is
all
beautiful. It is
but I feel like anybody who chops their penis off, they're probably pretty committed to that decision, I think. Well, no one's like casually just chopping their penis off.
Apparently, someone told me that there was an open micer in L.A. That started to transition with hormones and then detransitioned and then was just...
Yeah, it was me. And I still have tits left over.
Did not have sexual function, was just like...
Jeez.
So I guess that's what they mean by irreversible damage, perhaps, but who cares? Yeah. I really don't care... Yeah. About any of this. One thing I do know, and this might be why Ian's so mad.
I'm not mad.
Listen. What? One thing I do know is that if you are trans amorous, if you're a man that is into trans women, when a woman does the bottom surgery, she kind of loses the attention of those men.
Yeah, if a woman bottom surgery, I'm just going to go vintage.
Because that's the money.
Back to
the money maker, because I guess they want breasts and a penis. They
it's
want,
like Miley Cyrus.
The best of both worlds, of
they
course.
Want, yeah, they want their asshole... They want their prostate, the G-spot hit, while looking at a woman, so they can deny that they're gay. Right, Ian?
No.
I think that is
I've
true.
Never denied
he
that
he just
I'm gay.
Likes it when there's a penis and boobs.
Yeah.
Right?
Wait,
and
you've
hair.
Had sex with a trans person who had top surgery and a dick?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, that's what guys that are into trans women, that's what they...
We call that a finance exclusive.
That's what they are chasing, from what I understand.
No, there's no chasing.
Yes, there is. And you have to read a book about how you're not chasing.
No, it's not called not chasing. There's no
you have
chasing.
To read a book about Ian, you're normal.
The book is called Ian,
actually,
there's nothing wrong with you.
He's
actually,
reading a children's book
them.
Called, yeah, there's nothing wrong with you.
Actually, it's their
it's
fault.
Like, it's like, it's not paper. The pages are like cardboard, like a baby book.
Yeah. It's a pop-up book with dicks.
Yeah.
Tommy feels a little different.
My tits came in like kind of early, and I remember my mom being like, she was like, oh, but that's just because you have a hole in your chest. We're going to get you surgery to fix that.
Oh, a concavity?
Yeah, but I don't think I do.
I have a concavity too.
Yo, did you guys have the lumps under your nipples
when you went through puberty? Do
no.
you remember those?
No.
The painful lumps no. under your nipple?
No. No. I had a lump on my testicle when I was like 12.
I really? Had surgery yeah. when I was 12.
Yeah.
Testicular torsion.
Really?
It wasn't yeah, my cancer. Doctor touched it and he was like, oh, that's not cancer. I'm to this
he
day,
knew
I'm very
it from
impressed.
Touch?
Yeah, I'm very impressed that he just like touched my ball.
He was
like,
blind, actually.
yeah.
yeah, yeah.
He was a blind
doctor.
Charles.
The ball,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. He does breast exams. Yeah. He's the best in the biz. He's got hands of God.
Yeah.
You felt a lump when you were a kid, and then you went in and you checked the lump.
I think it might still be there.
Really?
All right, let me be a doctor for a second.
Yeah, let me feel it with my mouth.
Yes, I call my
tongue. I can only taste
hand.
Cancer.
That's good. Wow, the Adam girl. Show. It's that, and that's the kind of thing you come to expect with the Adam Show, I think. Guys. Those kind
just
of fun
silly
observations.
Fun.
Silly fun.
Yep.
You know, no competitiveness.
No.
Yeah. No cutthroat.
What's wrong with the show being just handed over for a little bit?
Yeah.
You know?
No, can, I think, honestly, it's been a really fun week. I told Stav yesterday, I said, I'm the last remaining host of Cumtown right now. He's like, are you serious? He had no idea. He's in San Diego right now.
Dude.
And I was like, no, actually, it's going fine.
Here's the pitch. Cumtown South, and it'll be us. That's it.
Jesus, Ian. What the fuck?
Ian,
he just short circuit.
Hold on. I gotta smoke to get.
No!
Don't. Because I had to air it out. My girlfriend was out of town that day.
Did she notice?
No, she didn't notice.
You
but
go.
Listen, we have a lady in the house.
Yeah.
We have
I was going to bring the baby, and Deb was like, you guys were smoking in there the other day.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's like, well, Deb, maybe you should have thought of this.
She can shut her mouth.
Yeah.
She can shut her damn mouth.
You should have thought of this before you let a comedian come inside of you.
Yeah.
You're yeah, working I was thinking
for
with
a fucking
like
high
it.
School education.
What was she thinking? I wonder that every day.
She was thinking, this is really good dick. And
really?
I don't, probably, yeah.
No, I think it's a tomato
she
sauce.
She wasn't doing it for dick, dude. She was doing it for love.
It is funny. I feel like I'm ready to
die.
Yeah.
Do you feel like suicide is just now off the menu for you? Because it's like
it is, mean
to Ben.
It's, yeah.
It's really mean to Ben.
Yeah. I can't.
Even if you feel like I want to kill myself.
Yeah, it'd be fucked up.
It would be really rude.
I mean, that's a definition of selfish.
Yeah.
Fucking huff it out till the kid turns
18. I watched the Bourdain documentary, and I was like loving him throughout the documentary. And then I kind of thought at the end when he killed himself, like, that's, you got a kid.
Yeah,
bro.
How old was his daughter? Like six?
I don't know. She was like 12 or something. Okay. Yeah, it's fucked up.
I worked on a guy's house who was his like main man and gave me the I didn't know that he killed himself in relation to that woman who was like
Asia Argento.
That was getting accused of statutory rape because she like
she
fucked
yes
a kid.
she was a Harvey accuser, and like all Harvey accusers, she was actually the bad guy.
Yes, boom,
justice
print
for Harvey.
It, post yeah. it, spread it.
Justice for. Do you remember when he got COVID in jail? Yeah. No,
what
but
is
yeah,
this noise?
She was in a movie with like a younger boy actor.
Hold on.
A phone, dude. Someone's phone
Jordan,
is ringing.
Oh, it's my alarm. It's telling me to send a veils.
It's telling you okay. to make us not smoke.
Anyway, yeah, don't shut up. But yeah, she was in a movie with a younger boy actor. I guess she kept in touch. And
I'm
then
listening.
I don't know if she had sex with him when he was a minor, but then they started fucking. But Aunt Bourdain, apparently, according to the documentary, was like, there were paparazzi pictures that came out of her and another guy. And he was like, why can't she have any fucking discretion? Like, this is fucking humiliating. And then he, like, fired people, like, on set that had been with him for 20 years. They were like, oh, he's making, like, rash decisions.
Uh-huh.
And then he killed himself.
Oh.
And it's, yes, once again, it is a woman's fault. So
yes.
It's not his fault.
You know, when someone threatens suicide directly because of you, it's hard. People are like, it's not anyone's fault, but there, it's like hard to be like, yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you want to like honor know. Their death wish, which was to make it that person's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Yeah.
Like Jim Carrey's girlfriend, didn't she kill herself? And she was like, it's because of Jim.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah.
And he was like, yeah. I'm not Jim, I'm Andy Kaufman. Yeah.
And he was like talking out of his butt.
Jim, if you talk out of your butt one more time,
he was like,
I'm sorry.
He was like squeezing his cheeks and opening them, and he was like, go ahead, bitch, do it.
You won't.
An incredible physical comedian, guys. We could all agree there. Yeah. That's crazy that Jim Carrey drove a woman to suicide. I'm going to blame him.
He's great.
Yeah. I feel
not
like
for that, but for his body of work. Mm-hmm. Tell me Dumb and Dumber didn't influence you comedically. And Ace Ventura did not influence you to love trans women. Tell me.
Everyone throwing up. We've talked about this on Come Time before.
Really?
But the finale of Ace Ventura, when you find out that
she's a man.
Trans.
Oh, and everyone eats a full pack of gum.
Everyone starts vomiting. Because it is so.
And he does the whole Finkel and Einhorn and Finkel, and he starts.
And he's plundering his face.
The liberals really don't want that kind of comedy anymore. No,
that is the Blazing Saddles of our time.
Know what? I tried to watch Blazing Saddles. Like in the last, I'm gonna get hate for this. It didn't hold up.
You're an asshole.
It used to be one of my favorite movies.
No, yeah. I watched it recently, too.
It didn't
I think
really
it's,
hold up.
I watched I it a couple years ago.
I watched
held
History,
up.
Yeah, I watched History of the World Part 1 recently, too.
That was
that's the movie that like, made me want to do comedy.
Really?
Yeah, and that's still really funny, but there are like some... There is some stuff in it where you go, all
I would
right.
love to see a 20...
I get it why they're upset, you know?
Yeah. I would love to see a remake of Ace Ventura. That'd be incredible.
Why? Why do we
who
need
would
that?
Play, who would play him?
I'd play him. And I'd audition
you don't
the
have
Lois
hair.
Einhorn.
No, we need Chalamet on the track.
Yeah. They do kind of
Although I don't know if he emotes.
No, I don't think he could do comedy. But he made me so mad when they cast him as Bob Dylan. I know, like, I was...
He's Bob Dylan.
I know I was in the running, but... I read that, I was like, why not me? Why not me?
Phone my agent.
I don't even have an agent. But they should have considered...
Adam calls himself and puts on a hat.
They should have considered the gay bug from Come Town.
Oh, my God.
Why not me? Why this fucking...
We need antennas on set.
Apparently, when he was at NYU, this is the gossip podcast, when he was at NYU, he had a really cool kind of chlamydia that all the girls were trying to get.
Wait, Timothy Chalamet went to NYU?
Chalamet was
when did he graduate?
I don't fucking
Same
know,
year
bro.
As me?
No, he's younger than us.
He's like 19.
You're 43 years old.
Ian went to NYU, and it made him reactionary.
Did he go with me?
Was he in school with me?
I went to NYU during the Iraq War when Bush got reelected, and everyone was like, if he gets reelected, I'm moving to Canada.
Yeah.
It was very annoying.
Yeah.
What do you mean? War was...
I think being in New York
that
City...
That war was pretty annoying for like the 1 million Iraqis who died.
No, of course, yes!
It was
but
a
what
really
can you do?
Annoying
I
war.
Mean, nobody moved to Canada, except Jeffrey Joseph, God bless.
Mm-hmm. No, it was. I went to a hippie school, and everybody was sobbing. On
yeah.
The day. It was like there was a school
I was
shooting.
So
performative.
Off. I was really mad.
When Bush got reelected?
Did you see that video of him in that Freudian slip?
Yeah, I saw it.
When he was talking about Putin?
Yeah, he's like, to invade a country unilaterally... And then he's like,
innocent people.
Innocent people in Iraq. Ukraine.
And also
like,
Iraq.
And he's like,
he said that?
And he's like, I'm 75 years old, guys.
Is that what he said?
He got a big pop. Yeah.
He
got a
he
big
said,
pop.
I'm 75.
He's like, I'm 75, guys. And everyone starts
with
dying
Alzheimer's.
Of laughter. You pulled it off, George. You did it, George.
You're so crazy.
George, he's full of foolishness.
You crazy bastard, George. You did it.
He is.
Paint another picture, George.
Dude, it sucks he got off coke because I would love to just do a bag with him. You know?
These delusions of grandeur coming from Adam over here.
Yep. I would love it if they cast me as Bob Dylan in the biopic, and then George is like,
yeah, that could have been like,
guess
your
what, Adam?
Life.
Guess what, Adam? It's relapse time.
And I'm like, George, let's just sit down and tell me the truth about the Iraq War. You knew it, buddy.
Dude,
you
at
knew.
A Rangers game, that would be a blast.
Oh, my God. He was I don't know. I do think he was probably a pretty chill guy if you ever met
Remember the video of him giving the finger on camera?
I don't remember.
If 9/11 and the aftermath never happened, he would have been the coolest, chillest president.
Yeah, he didn't get hit by those shoes. He ducked ducked those shoes.
And he put a ton of retards to death in Texas. God bless.
He killed a lot of retards.
Yeah, that's factually true.
When did he kill retards?
As governor of Texas.
But he gave a stay of execution to
He did executions to mentally handicap people.
When? Because,
and people always say, like, oh, he executed all these... It's not like these were innocent retards.
Yeah, they were bad boys. Those were some bad boys.
God executed
They weren't like
my
brother. They were bad retards.
Yeah, they weren't just like... They didn't steal candy. Let's just say that. They didn't get caught. They didn't get caught with their hand in the cookie jar. Let's just say
they got caught with their hand around a woman's throat.
Yeah,
and then she died. So
I like that take. I like that take. That there were some bad hombres.
I'm gonna do that.
There are some desperados. Those guys.
I'm gonna do that in Brooklyn tonight, folks. Everyone says, "Oh, he's executing retards."
Yeah, you're doing material literally from the year 2000. That was the last time anyone cared that he killed retards was during the Gore election. Everyone forgot about it after he killed a million people in Iraq and Afghanistan.
This micro scene at the tiny cupboard. Look, we're all thinking it. I'm going to be the one to say it.
Well, you know what's funny is like my brother will get like kind of violent sometimes. Like he like attacked my sister while she was driving the car.
Jesus.
She had like bruises on her arm.
Oh,
and
strap
it's like,
that fella down.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. If, you know, we'd have to do something.
You got to give him boxing gloves, you know? So yeah. There's a little bit of padding, you know?
Yeah.
So if he swings, you know, it won't be like, it won't cause irreparable damage.
You
got to
put him in a Hannibal Lecter forklift thing.
And if he's wearing boxing gloves, you can't easily.
They put him on that pallet.
Yeah, yeah, with the fucking.
With the spit man.
When they put him on a dolly?
Yeah, dolly. You're going to carry on a dolly.
Just dolly him around for Christmas? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We're bringing him out for Christmas, folks.
I can spell your cunt.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's what the hand was.
I had him with a little bit of Chianti.
And fava beans.
And fava beans. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think we need like a gun in the house or something.
Clarice, there is a non-zero chance that we've done retarded Hannibal Lecter on Cumtown maybe 3 times. I'm not sure. I forget everything we do on the show, but I'm pretty sure Nick. Yeah,
let's get a caller from the fans. Hello, you're on. I love Nick.
Yeah. What the fuck is this fucking shit?
No one's.
Who's this whore?
It's never I love Nick. Yeah. It's never I. I love Nick. Yeah, it's I hate him, and you will never understand him like I do. Yeah. It isn't like he's the bomb. No one's like, you know, with a foam finger that says Nick Mullen on it. They're like
nobody hates him like I hate him.
Yeah, no one. Yeah, exactly. He met me, he would not be friends with you. And stuff.
That's
because
why with the Adam show starring Mike and Ian, it's a whole new revelation.
And Jordan.
It's a change.
And Jordan is the star.
No, I won't be regular.
The 100%. Adam show starring Mike and Ian featuring Jordan Jensen. That's the new Cumtown, and it's just some positive pals having fun. That's it.
I can only do podcasts after 3 p.m., so that puts me...
Yeah, I keep trying to get you on Bye Guys. You're like, can you move it to before me?
You don't want
to
do the...
What do you do?
You don't want to get up before
me. What are you doing?
Dude, I did Jared Fried's podcast the other day at noon, and I mean, I was fully retarded.
You
my
used to be a carpenter.
I worked for myself, and I would tell them I have meetings up top, and then I would show up
Ian,
at 3
can
p.m.
You not? Did you not hear her? She doesn't want to wake up too early to do the bisexual guys podcast. She doesn't want to do... On the Gas Digital Network.
God forbid.
She's up at 7 doing a ton of things. She's like,
I gotta get up at 9 to do the bisexual podcast on Lewis's podcasting network.
It's a
nightmare.
No, it's good. I like
it. It's two guys with like Liberty spikes talking about
one guy. And we don't talk about that all the time. It's just a fun name.
One guy's into ska, one guy's into leather, like spiky stuff.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Both are into cock.
Ska.
Both are into cock.
Yeah. Now, Zach just kissed guys. I really gave him the full
GFE.
Yeah, when you're with a guy, are you top or bottom, Ian?
I'm a top, but
we kind of talked
know.
About this on the last show
did
that we?
We
did.
Well, I don't give a
yeah,
fuck.
I remember I said I would rape you with my ass.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like, no.
That was funny.
You.
I think I was closing the doors and opening the windows for cigarettes.
Yes.
But I thought that was very funny when you were saying that. But we're not doing cigarettes today, folks. Mm. So, guys, it is week 14 of the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial. And with a woman's perspective, we have our correspondent Jordan Jensen. What do you think?
Well, I thought defamation meant shitting on things.
Yeah, defecation.
So the whole time, people were like, trial. This is a defamation trial. And I was like, man, I think
she shit on a suit.
Wow, this is a lot of
shit. She's guilty.
That's what I thought the whole time.
Your Honor, does this look like a woman who would defecate on a bed?
Now, Your Honor, I'm just a simple carpenter who can't get up before 1 p.m.
Now, I'm just a humble servant on the law. But I was like, so when she shit on something, I was like, oh, that's why it's called
yeah,
this.
You can sue someone in civil court for poo-poo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With defamation is just
Your Honor, move to strike. My client has poo-poo cockard.
I think she did a...
Welcome to the fourth day of the Dookie trial.
She was...
It was the defecation trial.
I did. I was like, doesn't defamation mean shitting on something? And like, I didn't say anything to anybody because I knew it was wrong. And then she shit on something and I was like, there it is.
She shit
I
in the bed. Coming. She did it Godfather style. You know, you leave a little...
you leave it
in the bed and he wakes up and he's like, no!
There's poopy in my bed.
I guess maybe Jordan, you Amber Heard wrong.
Yeah.
Time to smoke.
I tried. You ever like go to a public toilet because you like really have to shit? Yeah. And instead of usually what I do is I put paper.
You can use it for pooping.
Too. You go to the bathroom in public toilet.
Ian, you see most people.
I thought that
use
was for display.
Most people use them for the toilet.
Excuse.
Oh, I thought this is like a thing.
Mike, your shorts.
What?
Dude, your cock is
your shorts.
Mike's
are just riding into
Mike's
underwear.
Mike's got a dick.
I can see your full penis and tip. Yes, I could draw it right now.
Those are my balls.
No. Ian just tapped.
That is the tip of your dick.
Ian
right
just tapped.
Where's
Mike
the tip of my dick?
Pants.
Right here?
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, that's the tip of my dick.
Oh my God. This is... Your wiener.
I'm going to be like one of those old people that you just see their balls. You just wear sweatshorts every day. I'm like headed that direction. I'm going to have a gunt.
You really, Jordan, I don't want to make this gendered, but well, anyway, you really never, you do not have the privilege of using a public locker room with old men at any point in your life.
No, I used to go in with my dad and I was dick level. I saw so many. It is a real joy.
It's a real part of being a man is seeing an old man with just the longest testicles you've ever seen in your
life. What
was
your first experience? Adam, go.
I think with my dad. I think we were like at a pool or something and I just see these old fucking guys and I'd be like, is that what it looks like?
Yeah, yeah. But when
because
you're
I
kid.
Have the smallest balls of all
well,
time.
Well, they become like a dog bone. Like yes. A long, and then it's like the perfectly little W at the bottom.
Yeah.
I saw for the first time my friend's grandpa walked in and he had like a sheer nightgown and you could just see the silhouette of this long
really?
Dog yeah. bone. Yeah, and I thought my buddy was asleep and then she wasn't and she slowly
That's the thing is
up.
They all wear see-through clothes because they've been like, they don't buy new clothes and so they've been washed so many times that you could just see everything.
Yeah.
Tony Woods used to, he's a comedian in D.C., legend.
Great Tony Woods.
Legend. Incredible. He used to do a bit about how he's like, if you a black man in D.C., you have smoked PCP. And so he does a bit about how he smoked PCP and he was like running down George Avenue in DC away from the devil. And he ran to his grandmother's house and she was wearing her like house coat, which had been washed so many times that he was just staring at his grandmother's bush. Like her old gray bush, like through
that's
her fucking...
That's what I'm dealing with Mike's shorts right now.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I just repositioned
You're okay now, but there was a minute there.
Yeah, before it was you were really peacock.
Yeah.
Pee-balling.
I have big balls and a regular penis.
Dude,
same,
I...
Same, dude.
So
same.
I...
It just makes the penis
look
small.
When I was younger, I was befriended by a minor league baseball team called the Wilmington Blue Rocks.
Yeah.
And
was it a make-a-wish situation?
No, a little. But my... So one of the players lived with
He's
us.
He's just 10 and already...
Wait,
one
of the players lived with you?
Yeah. And then, we would go out to dinner with some of the guys on the team and everything. It was, after my dad died and my uncle went up to the hot dog man and was like...
This ends with molestation.
He was molested by an entire minor league baseball team.
They just ran a train on me before games. No, but they bring me in the locker room, and I remember the first time I was like, it was like so cool sitting at one of the lockers of like a baseball player, and then this huge black center fielder named Hugh walked out completely naked. Mm-hmm. And the guy that was my friend was like, Hugh, what are you doing? He's like, oh, come on. He's seen it before. And I was like, oh, my God. And it was just like an old grandfather clock ticking, swinging back and forth. I was like, Jesus Christ.
They get so
I
got to
play baseball.
But you know that girls, I don't want to speak for you, Jordan. Girls girls don't like that. They actually like small penises because that feels nicer.
Yeah, the vaginal canal is only like 4 inches.
They don't want to get murdered by... they hate that, actually.
Yeah, they only
girls,
like that in porno.
Girls... I'm
we like a good Yankee standard. I think
that. What was that?
I didn't mean to do that with my hands.
What is that? That's the biggest thing I've ever seen.
No, Yankee standard is.
Where are you from? Wakanda? It's what the hell are you talking about?
But you're,
holy
but
shit,
is your,
that was.
Are your, dicks getting smaller as you're getting older? I feel like my dick's getting small. My dick's shrinking.
No.
No?
Oh my God! I looked at.
I think you, the rest of you is getting bigger. Yeah, you know what I mean. I think you're dwarfing your own dick.
Okay,
you know.
Wait, hold on, Jordan. What do you? What is a Yankee candle?
A Yankee standard is like a good. How long is this? Seven
that's
inches?
About eight. That's 8 inches. Looks like
that's hard. Soft? This is hard. This is hard.
All right.
That's probably a regular penis.
No, you're gonna need to. There you go.
I'm measuring mine like good.
This is a Yankee standard.
That's telling you about
hard rock hard. Yeah, Yankee standard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the kind of penis that Joe Torre had.
So we call.
I don't think I've been rock hard in like 12 years.
Yeah, it's true. When you get to a point in your masturbation career, you can literally just bust 30% hard.
Yeah.
You could. You do not have to get sexy for yourself ever.
No.
I had sex with a guy who used a blue chew.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking.
Really?
It's like a fake dick.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
A,
it's cool.
Like a phony
Wait,
dick.
What happens to it?
I had to go sober.
It's got to be bad for your heart, right?
No, it makes your ears hot. But they're a sponsor of the show, so I don't want to. It makes your ears hot. I don't know what that means.
I'm overheating.
It makes your head.
You know
feel
what's weird
hot.
Is that you can't fit a blue chew in a Ridge wallet. It's like a conflict of interest for your sponsors.
It's true, but you can fit it in a. In a pack of
condom goes up your
what do you
ass.
Call it? A pack of
now here's the
kratom.
What?
Yeah, those two go together.
It gets super hard. Does it go down or do you stay hard?
No, it is the best. It is the best possible version of your penis. That's the thing. Is like I got it.
It's like 14-year-old.
You can like knock on it. It's like,
it is like. Do you remember when you were like? You remember early adolescence when your boner would be angry? You get like an angry boner and just be like vibrating and vascular. Yeah, you'd have you just a pissed off cock.
And no one's fucking you.
Yeah, and it's straight up. It's straight
when your dick's
up.
Dick's an incel.
The problem with it is the
now
blue
it's like
chew
I read books.
It...
I know how to talk to women. my dick doesn't work.
The men who have to use it are like apathetic, slightly sad men. So it's weird to have this like ambivalent sad dude with this rock hard. Okay. Yeah. That's what makes it feel bizarre.
Yeah,
right.
Mm. Well, I think it's like the only. I was doing like I took it because I'm like if I'm boozing, you know, and I want to like get some, and I was single at the time. Yeah. I was like, I'll just have a reserve, you know, just a break in case of emergency situation.
Yes.
But then I like one time did it sober, and then I like got drunk on the power, and I really had to go because I'm not like someone that I don't have impotence. I'm not like the two other. Hosts of my podcast. Like I'm a
the whole podcast come down.
No, I'm like I'm an
We're
evil
hard dick come down 2.0.
I'm also impotent. I'm on Prozac, so I'm dry as a goddamn desert.
Oh God.
I wonder what happened if a girl did it. I think they'd probably their
engorged clitoris.
Really? No way.
Yeah. Oh,
it probably
for sure.
would be really? Good. You'd probably get your shit eaten out and you'd bust in 3 seconds.
You think it might be too much. I don't know.
It'd be like a fire hydrant in Harlem during
Do
the
you
summer.
Remember that
Is it testosterone that's being shoved?
No,
in
I think it just
it?
Increases your blood flow.
And, right.
But anyway, so like I don't like I'm a naturally lascivious horny Jew. Like I'm an evil.
Yeah.
I'm like the cartoon. I'm like the guy with his hands like you know like
money
this.
Bag.
Just talking
yeah,
close
yeah,
to your
but
face.
Like naked.
So I don't need blue cheese.
That he's naked with a boner.
But it
ready
is
ready to go.
But
I
yet
would
still
say
the
it
nose
is like,
sticks out further than the penis.
You do get like you know how like when no you one, trim the hair at the base of your dick and it looks like an inch or two bigger.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Good trick.
It is like you do get a solid half inch.
Yeah.
Really?
If you're like sober hitting a chew. I'm serious. Like
is it like Superman when he takes
but you
off?
Shouldn't
It's too. It truly is like wood. I mean, it's like rock hard. It's
but does it make you last longer and no, shoot it does harder?
Not. It does not affect your stamina.
But it must.
And it makes your ears hot. It makes your head hot.
What if you? Does it go away as soon as you come?
No.
It just stays like
no,
it?
No, it goes down like eventually, but you stay harder.
What
you
if
stay
I
harder
dosed
longer.
Somebody with blue chew? What if we were like at the cellar and I gave
if
somebody
you
blue
date
chew?
Raped,
would they get a boner unbeknownst
no, I don't
to them
think
or
so.
Do they need
if
to get
you
aroused?
Date, if it you, takes about a half
if
hour.
If you date raped okay. If you date raped like Mark
a dog.
Norman. And yeah. He was like,
turn the tables on Mark
so,
Norman.
I don't so know what's wait. Going on right now.
So
guys.
Wait,
usually I'm the one doing the rapist.
I'm the rapist.
Does the penis get
looks
hard
like I've
on
been
its
spiked.
Own, what? Or do you have to think about it?
No,
and
it's
make
not.
It
it's not like it's not like you can
pump.
No, it's not. It doesn't like magically give you a boner. It's like
so
if
you
you're
have to
in,
like get into.
If
it.
You're in the situation where a boner would come,
gotcha. Okay, and, so yeah. You can't take.
Yeah,
it
Yeah, you
and
still have to think about other women when you're fucking your wife.
You still have to.
Yeah. Don't be crazy. Don't be crazy. It doesn't make
just
you
kidding.
Love your
just
wife
kidding.
Again.
Yeah.
You
it doesn't add love to a dead marriage.
Yeah.
For listen. Ian, it doesn't make your girlfriend a man. It just doesn't do
No, but it could, honestly, it could help you deceive her for longer.
Yeah.
Seriously. We know that the deception is ongoing,
oh,
but it could.
Icy doesn't like that.
My dog doesn't like it.
No.
My
it's
dog
really
was
weird
raped.
Though because
what?
So my dog was actually a rape victim. So
shut
she,
up.
She doesn't like all this talk.
Blue chew?
No, she was a breeder dog for fighting dogs.
Oh,
so.
Baby.
So she literally, in her first heat, she was bred. So she was literally, can you imagine a girl gets her first period and then they said, can you imagine the boy pit bull?
They took
her puppies away.
Yeah. And then they when I got her, yeah, her puppies had just been taken away and she was depressed.
Oh, babe.
That's why she tried to kill my dog.
Yeah, that's why.
I think I had sex before I got my period.
What?
I know.
How old were you?
I think I got my period when I was like late 15 and I had sex when I was early 15.
I was a late bloomer too. Yeah. I jacked off before I could bust.
When I found out people in high school were fucking, I was like shocked.
I cried.
I
cried. In sixth grade, I remember their full names.
That's for married people.
I remember their full names. I won't say the full names, but I still remember there's a girl named Alicia, a guy named Eldon, had sex between 6th and 7th grade, and I went home, and I heard about it at school. I went home, and I cried, and I was like, we're just kids.
we are just kids.
Yeah. Shut up.
And now we're doing sex.
No, because in 8th grade,
what happened to our innocence?
my friend Shaitan came over.
Shaitan?
Shaitan Patel.
Isn't
I think
that fake
now,
meat?
So I can say his name. What? Shaitan.
Isn't that like fake meat? It's called Shaitan.
Shaitan. He was like a little Indian kid.
Did you say he's dead now so I can talk about him? I don't know if that's how that works.
What?
Well, that's why we're talking about Anthony Bourdain.
Go nuts.
Yeah. Anyway, Shaitan Patel. He came over and told me that there was a girl in his neighborhood who, if you could ollie over a skateboard, she would suck your dick. And I immediately, when he left, went to my mom and was like, Mom, I need a skateboard.
Stop it.
She was in my backyard trying to ollie with the goal of getting my dick sucked.
My mom, like when I was in middle school, she like took the headboard off my bed because I was like masturbating too much. And it was making noise. So the headboard was going like, bam, 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 bam.
How are you masturbating where you needed
I gotta put
a
my
headboard?
Dog
because I guess I would masturbate in kind of a different way.
Would you stick the
anyway,
dildo
folks,
to it? Fuck
we
that.
Have some
word
sponsors.
The boys let's, hear me let's, masturbate.
Let's
all
have
the
a word
time.
From our sponsors. Ridge Wallet. Do you have some old man faggy wallet that's too big with all your bullshit in it? Well, get this one. It's made out of metal for cool guys. Wow. All right. So Jordan, what's your Chipotle order?
Wow.
You were just smacking the headboard so much, so she came in. You were just the boys hear me using my vibrator all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
that's
all the time.
Good, yeah, but
like, while they're fucking,
those are good.
You?
They're good.
Huh?
While they're fucking you?
No, the boys who live with me.
Yeah.
Comedians, and they will come up. I'll hear them come up.
Wait,
to,
so
like,
you?
Knock
what
the
do,
door.
What do you use? Like a gas power?
It's too loud.
Yeah. You fucking start it.
You have to start it like a lot.
Sometimes I fall asleep with it on me, so just. Like smack in between.
So they hear the noise of the vibrator. They don't hear you.
Yeah,
like,
no. Just vomiting.
Oh fuck! Oh, it's me, Jordan Jensen. I'm masturbating.
No,
get in there. God damn, yeah.
It's always me like watching Smack The Sopranos with a vibrator between my legs.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's just watching Johnny Sack.
You're vibing off to Sopranos?
I'm just a sad person, yeah. So I'm just trying to get everything stimulated all at once.
Yeah, well, it is kind of a sad show.
Yeah.
What show?
I can't get my wife to admit that she wants to.
It is a good show
to
masturbate to.
Wait, what show?
Sopranos.
You masturbate to that?
100%.
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah.
Any characters in particular?
Genie Sack.
Are you kidding me?
Tony. I had a Tony moment yesterday.
What are you doing with your nuts there? Wait,
can I just grab that Genie Sack? Genie Sack died like maybe like 10 years ago.
No. Don't tell me.
No, the actress.
I've never seen
the actress.
Show on season.
Who cares? It's a fucking No.
Quiet. This is the Adam show. Stav gets so upset about spoiler alerts. It's the biggest baby shit in the entire world.
You can't
be upset. It's baby shit.
I don't
movies
there's
already
no spoilers.
There's
first
no
of all,
spoilers.
An
there's
actress
no spoilers
died.
In
the show.
An actress died.
Fair enough.
Okay, relax.
Fair enough.
More people die than that.
It's fair baby to care about spoilers.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
baby.
There's not even really spoilers.
Well, Goo Goo Gaga, bitch.
Like,
I don't want to hear about it.
Okay, let's hear it. Genie Sack.
It's not
died.
Even like a spoiler show. Like when Carmela shoots Tony at the end of the series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is true. When
Carmella puts a gun up her ass and shoots Tony with it.
When AJ transitions.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. AJ's like, Dad, I want tits. And he's like,
these kids today want tits.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
All these kids want to chop out the penis.
They want to chop out the penis. Okay, wait. So
if I told my father I wanted to cut my penis off,
so this morbid, really so this 500-pound actress, she died.
It's not even that great of a story now that I think about it. But this actress dies, but they like interviewed
that
her.
Personally.
Yeah, and they're like,
she seems
she's
so
like,
healthy.
She's like, you know, there was an open casting call, and I just showed up to the casting call, and they picked me, and it's like. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're just like the fattest woman there.
Which one is it?
It's Johnny Sack's wife.
Oh,
like
yeah.
She wasn't. She was.
He loved. Amazing, he loved her so much. Yeah. It was really beautiful.
But she wasn't like an amazing actress or anything. She just like you know. Like,
dude, I love the episode where he leaves.
There's like a secret scale in the casting room. All right, step right here.
Yeah, they put her on
a veterinarian scale for big animals.
It's like what they weigh.
She walks in and they go, "Holy fucking shit!"
It's what they weigh.
I think we found her.
They just lay straw out for her.
I think we found the fattest Italian bitch.
Okay, in this. Scene, can you moo?
What was I going to say? The scene in Sopranos where Johnny Sack leaves and he kisses her goodbye tenderly, and then he forgets something at the house. He turns around, he comes back, and she's eating candy bars in the laundry room.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets so mad at her.
I saw that part. Nicotine's an addictive substance.
Oh, yeah, because she tells him not to smoke cigarettes anymore. She'll stop eating like a pig. Yeah.
I love That's when he beautiful. Wants to kill Ralph, and Carmine's like, we'll crack him good. I'll demand he's taxed. $250,000. He's like, what's next? He gets to fuck up for $1 million.
Is it all about money with you people?
Is it just about money? Yeah, that was great. That was a great moment in the show because it's like, yeah, these guys, all they care about is money. And this totally. Guy's like, no, he insulted my wife, who I love.
How do you feel about the internet trend of making The Sopranos about socialism? I happen to think it's the gayest thing I can imagine. It's really upsetting to me.
Wait,
it's this thing
is
that
this?
Is beautiful
Explain
that
this
I love.
To me.
There's all this like fucking like people like socialist like DSA accounts that are like doing memes like socialism memes with The Sopranos, and it's like,
but the original
I
one
love,
I think
yeah.
is fine because it's like they talk about they like take the show that whoever run the original socialist Sopranos memes, they know the show very well. But yeah, it is kind of like
it
a weird.
Sucks.
Wait, what are you talking about?
A weird trend.
I don't know. Stupid Twitter shit that no one should actually
no
care
one should
about,
ever
and I
care
wish
about.
I didn't know about.
Well, good. I'm glad I don't know about it.
Yeah, you should be.
I saw a tweet the other day. This girl goes, hey, everybody, was Pol Pot bad? I can't find anything that might not be propaganda.
Because it's anti-communism?
Yeah, because it's like anti-communism.
People are so fucking stupid, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so happy that they fucked Bernie's ass and now we can just, you know, be bad people and... believe in nothing. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
What?
Adam Friedland, Ian Animal, and Mike Racine did the best episode ever and definitely didn't call you gay. Don't worry.
To who?
Oh, Nick. Someone's tweeting at Nick.
Oh, great.
I guess they
Adam,
like
why
that.
Is there a wig in your bathroom?
It's not a wig. It's extensions that my girlfriend bought off of Amazon.com.
Adam, why do you put on a weave every day?
It looks like top of the head.
Don't you see me slapping my hair?
Dude, that wig looks like it's not Bruce Valanche's hair.
And it's funny if Adam becomes like an overweight woman.
It's funny because she was like
Adam Friedland. he goes around doing like social justice.
Yeah. If I'm just like,
hey, y'all, it's me. I'm Faye.
Hey, y'all, it's Adam.
Hey, guys, I write articles about Pixar and socialism. And I have chocolate all over my computer. Oh, I'm mad. I'm mad.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
She got extensions on Amazon?
She got extensions because she thought it'd be funny. And then she said that it's yak hair.
What's
and
yak?
If you get good extensions, it's an Indian person's hair, apparently. Whoa. All like very high-end wigs and stuff are Indian people's hair.
Huh.
I didn't know this. She was telling
really?
Me. Yeah. Huh. But she just got it off of Amazon for a laugh. She was saying for her friend was getting some too, and they were like, "Oh, we're gonna tie it in." And
I wanted a blonde wig in grade school so I could look like Kurt Cobain.
Yeah,
dude, so instead I dyed my hair blonde.
Honestly, I feel the same exact way because I had curly hair. I wanted just stringy. I wanted like drug addict heroin hair.
Bro, I used to straighten my
hair.
Dude,
you have curly hair too. It's so embarrassing.
I would just comb it down, and then by like lunch,
bro,
it would just
I gotta show you the
totally
most embarrassing
curl back
picture.
Up. It was so unfortunate looking.
I was going through my fucking phone because I ran out of space. So I'm like deleting old pictures. I found a picture of me at prom night. My mom flat ironed my hair.
Oh my God.
And I had long hair. I looked so bad. And then I went with my friend who was a competitive swimmer. And she came back from like a state.
That was fun, going to prom with a friend. Going to prom with a girl who will never touch your dick.
She didn't,
But she had to like take the photo.
I'm still close to my prom date. And she told me, she's like, I'll have sex with you on prom night. I was like, all right, cool. Did not happen.
Really?
Dude, I got to show you this picture. I look like the biggest fucking loser.
But we're still best friends.
Because you still get the photo. Every social or like dance that I went to, I went with a girl that
didn't want
to. I was like, do you want to just go as friends?
I got
and then you take the picture where you're like behind her.
Oh,
and you're like,
yeah.
I got some later.
Every time I went with a girl who would like never fuck me.
Dude, could you imagine if we had Facebook and social media and stuff when we were that age?
I can't imagine.
Wow, that's
suicide.
Cool, dude.
Terrible. Awful.
We had MySpace.
We didn't have a prom, so we crashed the big high school's prom.
Why didn't you have a prom?
Because I went to like a little hippie.
Mm. We don't believe
in
prom.
Oh, yeah, you went to a mountain school.
No, we just like didn't even have a gymnasium.
Yeah, yeah. We only grind coffee.
Look at this. Look how bad this is.
It would have been like an ultimate frisbee.
My mom did my hair.
Uh-huh.
Let me see.
Dude, look how big
my
fucking... I look like a woman.
No, it looks cool. It looks cool.
I look like a...
You look like you're going to a Panic at the Disco concert.
Don't bring that shit up, dude.
Oh, you can see it already starting to curl. It's already starting to defy.
Yeah, yeah, it's already starting to curl. She can't, like...
You look like you
I couldn't get it
in
straight.
With, haven't you
Adam's hair was like, I'm uncomfortable.
I've never...
No, I don't like this.
I've never brought this up publicly before, but because you did and it was related to prom.
Yeah.
That guy, I would see him at fucking parties all the time.
Panic at the Disco?
I'd see Brendan at parties all the time in high school, and I'd be like... And I saw his band a couple times. I was like, this band fucking sucks. This guy fucking
they
suck. Sucks.
Yeah.
They suck, right? And then I fucking, at the end of high school, someone was like, yo, fucking Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy heard Brendan's band, and he's going to make them huge. And I'm like, it was like a drunk idiot at a party. I'm like, there's no way this is true. There is absolutely no way this is true. So then I was like, a couple months later, I was visiting my cousins and I was in Israel, right? My cousins that lived in Israel. I was watching MTV Europe in their house. And there was I chimed in with the Haven't You Peeped.
Right.
It was on international television.
And you had heard the song before? Like,
no, I hadn't heard that song before, but I'm like, what
suck.
The fuck is going on right now?
Yeah.
And then I moved to New York. I moved to New York and I was like, you know, I was the Nebbish Glasses Jew comic in New York, in D.C., and then I moved here, and there's like 300 guys named Adam Friedland. Like, there's nothing special about me.
Yeah.
I went here to follow my dreams, and I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. You've ruined your life. And then on the fucking every subway, there was a fucking ad that was like, Brendan Urie is Kinky Boots. And I was like, this guy is fucking famous now. You're a fucking faggot loser that's going to mics. You can't even get up at mics because there's too many names in the bucket. They ran out of time. You waited for 4 hours to do 5 minutes.
And look at you now. You got your own podcast.
Yeah,
Adam
look at
Show.
Me now.
Where's
now
this
I'm,
guy?
Adam
now
I'm,
you got I'm a wig guy. In your bathroom?
I got a wig in my bathroom.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Well, now.
You're a painter?
Yeah. God, I've really made it. No, but Brendan Urie, I was like, I remember I was seeing that he was on Broadway as Kinky Boots, and I was just like, God damn it, this motherfucker. They are one of the most successful bands in the world.
Yeah. How do you think I felt? The first fucking trans woman I ever dated, she was on the cover of Time magazine on every single billboard where you could see. Yeah.
That is why you're so mad.
It was
at
Hillary Clinton.
Like, that didn't happen. What do you know? She's out.
Who is it? Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Sotomayor.
Sotomayor.
We had that girl who would always like, she was like the non-binary girl that would like cut herself. And you're like, this bitch is so annoying. And then she was in like fucking... What is it called? John Wick and shit. And
daughter
Billions.
That lost her
Billions.
Bracelet?
That chick that's on Billions. Yeah. Yeah. Or not chick.
Not a good actor.
Dude, one time I did Real Ass Podcast with, or maybe it was some other one. One of them with Lewis, and it was me and Stav. This is like 5 years ago. And he's like, Lewis was like, he's like, yo, who's the fucking most like famous person from your high school? Because I'm trying to be the most famous person from my high school.
Shut up.
Yeah, he's 100 years old.
And then I was like, who's the most famous person? He's like, dude, the fucking bitch Flo from Progressive went to my high school. And I was like, Lewis, you're not going to be more famous than her. She's like,
oh my God.
And so Stav's like, I don't know. I mean, I guess Ta-Nehisi Coates might be the most famous person from my high school. And Lewis is like, Lewis is like, who the fuck is that? He's like a, I don't know, famous like black intellectual, like he's pretty famous. And Lewis is like, all right, whatever, dude. And he's like Googling it. He's like, there's nothing on fucking Google. There's nothing on Google. And he turns the laptop around. He Googled Tallahassee Totes. Tallahassee, like in Florida, and then totes. Like tote bags.
He's like, there's fucking nothing for this guy.
Who's farting Muther Ping?
Who's faggy panda boats?
Who's Farkas Farvey?
Dude, there's nothing on this guy.
Tallahassee Toast.
Aggressively typing in Tallahassee Toast.
Who's Bang Sun Poos? Instead of likes to use.
Bang Sun Poos.
Thanks for the clarification.
I just wanted to make sure. It's for the listener.
You definitely.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Put the subtitles on that one. Most famous person from my high school? Joe Biden.
Oh, that's fire.
Yep.
That's great.
Really?
Yep. Yo, Sleepy. Sleepy, what's your... Sleepy. Would you guys, y'all have mattresses out for nap time for Sleepy? Y'all... Oh, damn, dude.
Oh, Sleepy Joe.
How about you? Oh, I guess they from Billions?
No, but I went to the small high school. Nobody famous. Zero. Absolutely none.
Nothing.
No. It was a Russian ballerina. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Mike? Joey Bananas?
No, I guess me. I don't
Joey Buttafuoco.
Tommy Griscoli. He's got his own auto salvage yard.
Well, Samuel Alito's from my hometown, but I think he went to like the nicer high school.
He went to the good one.
Mike didn't go to high school. He doesn't want to tell us.
Wait, the Supreme Court judge?
I went to Nottingham High School in Hamilton,
New Jersey. Oh, Notting Hill High School?
They're famous people from there.
What are you, a Hugh Grant movie?
Hamilton, New Jersey?
Yeah.
It's my first day at Nottingham High School. Hey,
I'm so nervous.
Hey, your balls are showing.
Shut up, queer.
No,
I'm so nervous to start high school.
Nice accent, faggot.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. It's just that.
Oh, I thought I was...
Some Dominican girl. Like, that's okay.
I thought I was going to four weddings and a funeral.
I think I've just come in my pants.
He got pulled over.
Oh, my God. Her hoop earrings say her name is Maria.
Who bother? Yo,
boy.
I do say, why does that one keep tapping her head?
I'm terribly horny.
Oh.
There is this when I was.
They have the tryouts for step team practice later today.
There is this.
I think I would like to stump the yard
in 10th grade.
In 10th grade, don't mind if I do.
In 10th grade, I had to take B level history, and there was a girl, Rosie Reyes, in the class, and she was like up at the blackboard, and she just writes tasty on the blackboard, and then the teacher's like, "What are you doing?" And then the teacher turns her back, and then Rosie just pointed at her pussy.
At her own pussy?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
She's just like trying to, like, that's, I don't know what great. She's trying to do.
Who's this? Rosie Perez?
Rosie Reyes.
Oh, Rosie Reyes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're the most famous guy from your high school. That's a bad high school.
I don't know. I don't know who else.
Shitty place.
I don't know who else went there.
That, I guess it means Mike was homeschooled.
Actually, my high school, I went to a magnet school in Vegas.
Bigger laugh.
Oh, yeah. He was homeschooled. His retarded brother is more famous.
Yeah, that's just because he killed two people with his bare hands.
He got a lot of press for that. Those were like good retards. Those were like...
No, they're like bad retards.
They were like bad retards.
They're evil.
I do only imagine your brother is Lenny from Mice and Men.
Yeah.
Just killing women.
Oh, yeah. He just
famous Nottingham High School alumni, Dan Maffey, D.H. Lawrence, Roberta King.
D.H. Lawrence must be a different high school.
No, it must
Who's
be a different D. Nottingham
Lawrence?
High school.
He's like a famous writer.
There's a Wikipedia page. Let me check.
He's like, no, he's athletics. Definitely not from New Jersey.
Of course.
I'll tell you.
Notable alumni, Saquon Hampton.
Okay.
Uh-oh. American football safety who played in the NFL for New Orleans Saints.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's it. Yeah, Steiner was like the school down the road that was more, it was more white. Not a lot of Italians got to go there.
Boo.
Back in the day, an Italian couldn't come in this high school.
Back in the day, there was discrimination.
Let's see. I'm going to check my high school.
This is my high school.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I love
that. No, we just had, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't even have notable alumni. It has notable faculty members.
What?
And notable visitors. I think Bill Clinton spoke there once. Yeah, if we don't have any note, why am I not on this Wikipedia? Put me on the Wikipedia, guys. Of the Advanced Technologies
really
Academy
gay.
Of Las Vegas.
I'm fucking gay today. I'm ready to be gay.
We've done that on Cumtown, literally.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't listen to every episode.
I don't listen either, so don't worry. But I am on the Wikipedia page for the hospital that I was born at. And my dad,
what?
It was the closest my dad has ever come to saying I'm proud of you. He found that out. He was like, I thought your friend told me this, and I thought she was lying. So I looked it up myself, and by God, you're there. And I'm
Is
like,
your
yeah.
dad British?
He's from South Africa. But he talks in a faggy British accent, though, even though he's... It's so weird. Nick, my dad was just in New York... And Nick,
he has to see Nick instead of you.
Nick has been doing an impression of him for 6 years on this podcast, and they had never met. And it was, I mean, besides all the homosexual jokes, the ones about, oh, I have to go have gay sex, but besides all of that.
Thank you for
like
the example.
The affect is eerily similar. Like, Nick got it right. Like, that is like, there
yeah,
is...
Yeah.
It is kind of shocking.
He's
like,
right about a lot of stuff.
It's so annoying.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
He
yeah.
gets so much shit right.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the first one on Jussie Smollett. The second it happened,
yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
was like, he's fucking lying. I know it right now. Uh-huh. He called it immediately.
Yeah.
The second, like, even before Ellen Page cried on the fucking Colbert about it,
right.
he, like, knew, or Elliot, or cried.
I knew it too. I just didn't
But
say
it was probably. Ellen, but now. If it's it was but that's the dead
he
name.
Was kind of he kind of led the charge with the Epstein stuff too, right? I mean,
oh, yeah.
he was
in
on
a way,
Epstein
first. Kinda,
he was on the fucking. He was on. He was on the virus first.
The what?
He was on COVID first. He was yeah, this is a fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. yeah.
Like, don't admit it, and no one listening to this admitted to him because I want his self esteem as low as possible.
As low as possible. Yeah.
No, but he's like annoyingly.
Yeah.
He's right. wildly
Why?
Intelligent.
Why? Is he just in the internet all the time?
It's just like he's got a brilliant mind.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
And it's really annoying because he's one of the most annoying people I know. Like,
I know. I saw him at the Cellar the other day, and he was like, I'm about to bomb. I never do stand-up. Just crushed.
Of course.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Of course. Yeah, like, he did...
He said in the group chat, Sean was like, do you think that Chet Hanks is the way he is because Tom Hanks and his mom, like, sex trafficked him? And Nick was like, 1,000%. He thinks Chet Hanks was
and that turns
sex
out
trafficked.
To be right.
Well, wait, I don't know. We don't
I don't know,
know
about we'll, that. I don't know if he's going to be right about that. I think he's just a rich guy that was allowed to say the N-word in his house growing up. But who knows?
Tom Hanks was like, all right, son. Well,
son,
hopefully you'll outgrow that.
I got to go do Catch Me If You Can.
So all right, you have fun saying the N-word.
We'll leave you with the black nanny.
Yeah.
Patricia,
we'll have her
deal with it.
He says the N-word sometimes. If he does, I'll give you an extra $500.
Yeah, so the doctor says we have to let him keep saying the N-word. We've talked to the psychologist about it, but it's just we're going to let him keep doing
she
it.
She just invoices him all the times he said the N-word.
The N-word text.
Yeah.
Chet Hanks is great.
He's so cool.
Yeah.
It's crazy that he's his son.
He's
just
so cool.
Like, yeah, just the
it's
most
wild.
Vanilla.
Well, the other
makes,
son,
but it makes sense.
The other son is so much like
it's
him.
It's a replica. Yeah.
Totally. Colin is just like, that's
Colin
Tom
sucks,
Hanks.
Though.
It
yeah,
just is
sucks.
Obvious that he raised one son and was like, kicked the other one hard into the closet. It was like, we're never going to look at this kid ever.
I think that Rita is not Colin's mom. I think that Rita was like, you can say the N-word if you want, Chetty.
Shut up.
Yes.
No way.
Yeah, I think
Not
wife.
Rita.
No, Rita is Colin's mom, I think.
No, I think Colin is a different mom.
Oh.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
But
just
my understanding
is... a full Jamaican mother.
But how yes. did... Oh, yeah. Chet definitely got that accent from his, like, nanny.
He's
got from the baby.
He's filming Castaway. He's like, how's it going, bud? Yeah, they do be tripping. I guess.
It's so funny that his parents were the first people to get COVID, and then he's like... Psych, I'm not taking that fucking vaccine, fucking loser.
Dude, him on the Z-Way
Some
show
people,
was so good.
Yeah, what's her deal?
She stinks.
Dude,
it
you
sucks.
Had you had one of the best you had one of the best tweets.
What'd I say?
This is maybe my favorite tweet of yours.
What is
where
it?
You were like, I'd like to see Z-Way try her bullshit on me.
Oh my God.
I was like, damn, Mike,
yeah,
you got
but
it.
You're wrong.
You nailed it. Yeah, but shut the fuck up, actually.
Yeah, but you know what? The blacks don't even care about this stuff.
Yeah, who the fuck? I got to tell you
hey,
what.
Hey, you know what? They're more racist than we are.
Yeah. What about black on black crime? Who the fuck is Huey Newton? I don't need to know
yeah,
that shit.
Z-Way, have you ever heard of Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah, Z-Way. Yeah. I'd like to see you try your bullshit on
you
me.
You know, that guy I work with, he didn't vote for Obama the second time.
Oh, Z-Way,
they love
you mean
Trump.
You
all
mean Black Cat Cohen anyway.
No, I don't watched the
even,
show, but what is
what
it?
She's doing.
She quizzes white people on like black history.
No,
that's like her
she does this like non sequitur thing where she just
like
asks
trying to,
like,
trap
contemporary
you or
woke questions to like prolific people.
Someone gave it to her recently. Someone like
Hannibal did.
Hannibal gave it to her.
He was like, you're not
and
crediting
left,
your...
They left it on the show.
Yeah, and they turned the comments off on the Instagram.
Yeah, Hannibal was like...
You don't credit your writers?
No, her
you
producers.
The
people that made
her music
and stuff. Yeah.
Oh.
He was like, I guess Hannibal makes music, and he's like, yeah, my producers are like, if you go on spot, he's like, she's like, show me receipts, show me. It got really weird, actually.
Really?
She's like, show me receipts. He's like, all right, I'll show you right now. And he went on Spotify, and there was like no name. But I was like really surprised that wasn't
Hannibal's
cut.
A good dude.
Right.
What
yeah,
is
he
doing
a lot
now?
Of shit for being like a landlord, but it's like, what
he's
you,
making,
what do you want?
He's
like,
making rap music and bowling? That's like his vibe?
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
He's got the right idea.
Yeah.
He's got the right idea, man.
You know who's making rap music that's not bad? Brendan Sagalow.
Really?
All right, let's move right on.
I couldn't even look him in the eye yesterday when I saw him. I couldn't even look at him.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
It's fine, but it's just like it's like catching somebody jerking off or something, seeing their rap video and then running into them later and being like, dude,
I'm not listening to Fagalo's rap music.
Hey.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. Guys, thanks so much. We got to wrap it up. You guys have any plugs? Oh, real quick, my shirts are dropping this week. I'm also going to be selling signed and numbered limited release prints of the paintings as well.
Yeah, you'll be able to find them in the bargain bin later.
And you're going to be able to find them at adamfriedland.com.
With all the Bill Cosby records under the table.
They'll be shipped to Africa like a mm-hmm. championship shirt for a team that lost.
Yeah, and I am... Ian's album is coming out pretty soon. I think Richard Pryor had the same name for his album, and it was that N words crazy. No. Any plugs?
I got a new podcast. It's called Out for Smokes, and I'll be in Boston at the Hideout on June.
Oh, those are
10th
fun. I
and
did
11th.
Those.
Yeah,
yes. I did those in February. They're great. Anything, Jordan?
I'll be in Vegas.
Hell yeah.
Adam's homeland.
I'm Mr. Las Vegas.
The 13th to the 19th, and then I'll be in LA for a couple days. And then, yeah, follow me on the Instagram, Jordan Jensen, LOL style.
Yes. IAnimal69 on Twitter, Instagram. Thank you, everybody. Also,
go check out Sagalo's raps.
Yes, I like them. Next weekend, 27th, 28th, 29th of May, I'm with the great David Tell at Stand Up Live, Phoenix, Arizona. And then. June 10th, 11th, West Nyack, New York, 17th and 18th, Toronto, Royal Comedy Theater, 25th, Columbus, Ohio. And then, Jordan, you and I are in Cleveland, Ohio at Hilarities.
Okay. We have to share a bed.
July 21st
to
24th. Well, I'm working out the details right now.
Don't pull that bullshit.
If anybody has a guest bedroom.
It'll be two beds in the room.
No, you're
don't
fucking
flatter yourself.
I look too much like a ma'am to sleep that close to Ian.
We have to share a shower. and a toothbrush. And a life together.
There's one.
On the contrary.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. This has been episode 2 of the Adam Show. Thanks, guys. Bye.